thought today about the meaning of baptism and what Christ was really trying to show by letting us have this wonderful, beautiful experience. Of course, baptism was not a new invention by the time of Christ. The Jewish brethren were supposed to use that as a means of teaching the good news about God, and as nations of people, and as we would call alien people, would receive the message, they were supposed to baptize them by immersion into the Jewish faith. But I have never read of that happening anywhere. But baptistries have been excavated, and the archaeologists have resources that tell us that was the way that it was supposed to be. But today, we don't have that problem. It's very commonly taught, although some people have been baptized through the mail and others over the telephone. We just simply choose to baptize what we think is the Bible way, and that is to immerse a person completely underwater. And that symbolism comes, among other places, out of the book of Romans. Listen to this in Romans chapter 6, beginning with verse 3. Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? And there's a question mark there. As if he were writing to some people who did not fully understand what it meant to be baptized into Christ's death. Verse 4. But if you understand it, he says, therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in a newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. And how do we know this? Because knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, and that we should no longer be slaves of sin. I've had the privilege of watching. I wish I had kept a record of how many people I've witnessed be baptized through about 40 years of ministry. I don't know that I've ever met any individual who commented they thought they were ready for baptism. It's kind of like making a commitment to be perfect, or making a commitment that you understand everything that the Bible teaches, or to narrow it down in our setting, to make a commitment that you understand the 28 fundamental faiths of our church. I don't even know any pastors that understand it all, or Bible teachers. And I'm one of the intelligent ones, and I have to tell you, I don't understand. Hey, that would be a good question to put on that pastoral placement survey. Do you fully? No, don't ask him that. Back to the text right here. To be buried with Christ means that as someone goes down into the water, they are symbolically saying to you as the public, I don't want to live to self anymore. Now notice, it's motive. There is knowledge there, but it's motive that God's looking for. As the person goes down underneath that water, God accepts that symbolic burial as the ultimate pledge of that person saying, I want to do to the best of my ability what is right. There's not a status there. There's a motive represented. As the person comes up out of the water, that represents a public acknowledgement that the person wants to walk in a, the Bible calls it, a newness of life. Now, we teach that before someone is baptized, they should give evidence of conversion. So I doubt if the people that were baptized today are going to make any big, drastic behavioral changes. But if God has His way, they will progress in a gradual way to learning more and more about Jesus and then adopting those things, not because they must, not because they have to, but because they want to. Now, there's another promise here, but it's prefaced by a big if. It's verse 5. For if we have been united together in the likeness of His death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of His resurrection. Now, I can go two ways with that. I can talk about victory over sin in the normal life, and the man who has died to self come alive through the power of God. Or I can talk about the literal resurrection of Jesus coming when the dead in Christ come forth from the graves. I like to share that with both of those. If you have been baptized, just to put it bluntly, He promises that He will help you. He will grace you and help you before baptism, yes. This doesn't save you, but it is an acknowledgement that you want His help. It's an acknowledgement that the motive is there to serve Him. We have this promise. If we have been united together in the likeness of His death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of His resurrection. Knowing this for sure, whether we live or whether we die, to be with Christ is gain. I'd like to give the church some advice. And I'm going to continue this the next couple of Sabbaths that I have to officially speak with you as the pastor. The way to continue growing this church is to love each other the way Christ loves you. That's the only way. If you will do that, if you will accept these people the way Christ accepts them, that is demonstrating genuine Christian love. You know the truth, Patrick, Marcel, and Johnny, and Harold? Everybody behind you are sinners. Some of them just don't sin as openly. Some cover it up. But by the grace of God, listen to this. For he who has died has been freed from sin. That's the bondage of sin. That's the act of sin that constrains you from doing what God wants you to do. And that's what church membership supports. Is to be united one with Christ with the same degree of love for each other that Christ had. And if Christ died for the sinner, who are we to bring condemnation upon the sinner?